Hi, dear community of Rise and Play. So I have a very special announcement, an episode for today. That will be a very short one. First of all, I'm very grateful and thankful for the loyalty of the audience, and it's been so nice to see the community growing over the past 3 years. And especially as I have met some of you in person at the networking events that we've been hosting. So big thanks to the whole community and to all the partners who took part to it and make it grow, make it evolve year after year to a community of conscious leaders in the gaming industry. Today, I have a few several news and I wanted to update you because there will be some changes in the future on Rise and Play. But don't worry, just for a short break. So some of you saw already the news on LinkedIn, and for the ones I've talked to at GDC and previous events, yes, I am starting a new game company called Killan. And yes, it's happening. Am I crazy? Why? That was the question that came also from many people who talked to me recently. But this will be for an upcoming episode on the why, how, and especially why now. But I want to take some time to also go through the whole process of building a company, building a team of co-founders, building a strong vision, and also fundraising, which is a whole process in itself. And I'm very eager to share those learnings with you in a meaningful way. Because whatever the outcome is, what I mean by that, you know, I don't know how far the journey will be. I want to be open and transparent with the audience about the process, because while learnings, you can catch some of them in the success, and that's great. There's also a lot of learnings in all the experiments and the trials and error, and especially with all the experience I gathered in the past on how to build a studio applied basically to a company, and I'm very, very eager to share it with you. So what does that mean for the podcast? As I mentioned, building a new game company, especially as Rise and Play was already my main business since end of last year, it is very demanding, not only in time, but in terms of focus, energy, and really trying to think of big questions, complex questions. And I couldn't find really the proper bandwidth to keep going with the podcast episode. So that's the first announcement. I'm taking a short break with the podcast this month, and it will resume in May. And in the meantime, I am calling for more co-hosts, new co-hosts to come on the podcast, expand the platform. And so they come with their style, their tone of voice, and also with their set of guests. So it's very exciting for me to open the platform to keep sharing the learning around leadership in games. Networking events will continue, and our next one is coming in Berlin on April 25 with Metacore and Starberry Games. A few more to come. I can't announce them yet, but I hope to see many of you at those events in Berlin. There's one also that will be in Helsinki after the summer. If you're a potential partner listening to this, know that I'm always open to organize an event with you. So we gather a certain community around leadership and games. At those events, we have more than 50-60% of women attending these events. So if you'd like to know more about this, you know where to find me on LinkedIn or reach out to me by email at sophie@riseandplay.io. At last, when it comes to coaching and workshop, I'll continue this because I'm very dedicated to the mission of growing a community of conscious leaders and especially supporting early founders, future founders, and also many women that are considering starting their business. And it's been really wonderful and very exciting to support them to materialize their vision. So if that resonates with you, you also know where to find me. So that's all the announcement for now. And it's a short break. And we'll come back very soon, like I said, in May. In the meantime, I recommend tuning in some of the most listened episodes all time, evergreen content that is very actionable and still relevant today. And so I'll just list them in the show notes. Episode 91, episode with Jens Begemann, founder and ex-CEO of Wooga, going over a decade of running Wooga to the acquisition from Playtika in 2018. Episode 90, solving the team culture map puzzle with Jen Donau. Episode 77, Master Emotionally Charged Conversation. Episode 59, How to Plan and Nurture Your Career in Games with Mishka Katkoff and myself. Episode 52, Running Your One-on-One in a Modern Workplace with Marco Kekman, who is my co-lead at Voodoo, and we share our best practices. Episode 43, Focus on Coaching. Maybe you are at a crossroad of your career. You lost your job recently. It's a perfect episode to revisit your career with Tamara Rose Morales. Examining your life script and zooming out on your career and your life, where should you go next and why? And last episode, episode 32, What you did not know about UX. All the things you need to know about UX by UX expert Devon Wieland working at Sourcetain. So you have a lot to digest. I wish you a very nice spring break and see you soon in May. Bye. Thanks for listening to this latest episode of the Rise and Play podcast. I am growing a community of conscious leaders across the industry and beyond. If you want to join this movement, please share the podcast with other conscious leaders because we have so much more we can learn from each other. If you've enjoyed this episode, please follow and rate the show on Spotify or your other favorite podcast platform. It will help other growing leaders to discover the show and benefit from the valuable insights. If you would like to grow rapidly your leadership skills, you can find more insights on riseandplay.io, where you will also find my free masterclass on conscious leadership and other resources that I offer. Have a great week, and remember to take care of yourself. Until the next time,